checking in on our self-care.
Hey everyone, Stephanie Costello here, mom of three, wife, animal lover, and entrepreneur. My goal with this podcast is to share healthy intimacy skills. If you feel you are the only one struggling, I promise you are not alone. It's time to take action and make shit happen.
All right, everyone. Today is day number three, I think. I'm actually not keeping track. I woke up this morning and I was like, what is today? Oh, I need to actually pay attention to the days. I can't just let the days slip away. Or I could if that's where I feel like I need to be. And so I say both of those different perspectives is because there's always more than one perspective to every situation. And when it comes to self-care, how you choose to do your self-care is how you choose to do your self-care. With one cautionary thought process on that is to be careful not to fall into a deep, slippery slope that's harder to get yourself out of. So if you feel like binge watching for a day and eating a bag of chips for a day, go for it. If that's what you need to feel relaxed, or that's how you feel to do your self-care, fine. That's, you deserve that bag of chips. You deserve to binge watch that show that you never have given yourself time to actually do. You deserve to clean out that office if that's something you're like, I need to get this done and I never have time to do it. My big thing is cleaning out my minivan. Recently, in the last 3 weeks, I've spilled 3 cups of coffee on my carpet in my minivan. Oh, there's nothing worse than spilling a fresh cup of coffee that you have been craving for so long. So I want to clean the minivan and all the car seats and everything I need to do to make it feel comfortable and clean. I am saying all these things, let's go back to the original topic here, because self-care is so important. And during this time where we have quote unquote endless time, which isn't really true. We don't have endless time to just do whatever we want. There is things that we need to do, like feed ourselves and our children and bedtimes and brushing our teeth and taking our vitamins and whatever else that is part of your daily routine still needs to be put in place. The things that are more relaxed are like when the kids do their schoolwork or things that we really don't have control over. And so part of self-care is releasing the control or the expectation of what we think we should be doing based on someone else's perspective. Other people's opinions of you do not matter. And so when it comes to the self-care and expectations. Okay, so there's difference between wants, desires, and needs, right? And so needs are, I need this. And when you're saying, I need this, it's like, I need the shower curtain to be closed, the toilet seat to be shut, the dirty laundry to be picked up. I need all these things to make myself feel better. That's trying to control outside of yourself to make your internal self feel better. These are perspectives of, okay, if these things are done, then I'll feel better. Instead of looking externally to try to feel better, there's ways to look internally to feel better. We deserve to take time to really look within our soul and within our heart. I'm going to share something that I experienced today. So I am doing okay with my self-care, not the best. I worked last night from 11 to 7, and then I'm working today from 3 to 11. I'm part of an essential employee group for a part-time job that I have, so I'm helping out where I can. It's something that I sincerely enjoy and my sort of give back. And so when I'm only sleeping for 4 hours and then I'm trying to do all these other stuff, today, I don't feel this pressure like I need to do it. Today, I feel like this desire to want to do it. And so even though I should be sleeping more and probably should go eat some breakfast and drink some water and take my vitamins, maybe jump in the shower, do whatever else I need to do, I'm choosing to do this. But this is making me feel just as good. However, there are basic things that need to get done, like eating and drinking water and my vitamins and whatever else, in order for my brain to continue to function appropriately. So there's this list of self-care must-dos because your body can't function without them, and then self-care also sort of must-dos in reference to setting healthy boundaries. So when we want something, and so today I wanted to record this podcast. I wanted to reach out to other women and connect with other women during this time of need. Well, in general, I always want to connect with people, but particularly now is most important for lots of people to stay out of their normal depressive states or their unhealthy behavior patterns. So our society is set up to binge watch TV or electronics or alcohol or drugs or cigarettes or even excessive working out, excessive working, all those different ways that we avoid our emotional state and avoid focusing on our emotional state. I just did a meditation, and so this is something I wanted to do, and I'm so thankful that I did it because it allowed me to recognize my fear, but also allowed me to break free from my fear. And so I am going to share in the show notes this recording once I get the link from the individual who put it on. The meditation was all about your fear. And so if you think about yourself, this is trigger warning here, but I think it's a really important imagery to see in your mind to help figure out your wants and desires and try to get rid of your needs. And needs in a, and get rid of the negative needs, not necessarily the positive ones. So you're, you know, think about the fear that you have, the deep rooted seated fear of maybe no food or not being able to breathe, not being able to come up from this, maybe losing a loved one, whatever it may be. And you feel like you're drowning. You feel like you're drowning. You're in the deepest depths of the ocean and you can't come up. And then you're, you know, searching for fear. You're searching for air, searching for air, searching for air. Now, take the time to feel what that fear feels like. And when you really feel that fear, your heart may start racing, your hands might start sweating. You might want to jump out of this imagery and ignore it or pause or stop listening. You know, all of those ways of avoiding dealing with that fear. But if you hit that fear head on because you have the opportunity to do so, because you are in control, because it's your life and your feelings and your heart, not anybody else's. You choose to plow right through that resistance. And if you now can picture yourself as a fish, a beautiful fish. I can't remember the name of this preschool level book, but it's this this fish with silver fins, and it's purple, and it's just this beautiful, scaly, is it called the purple fish? I don't remember. I'm looking it up. But if you can picture, or even yourself as a mermaid, it is. It's the rainbow fish. I loved reading that book to the preschoolers when I worked in a preschool. But if you can picture yourself as a mermaid and just swimming and you're free and you can do anything you want in the ocean because you can breathe and there's nothing on your plate to focus. There's no expectations. You literally have the ocean to go and explore. How cool is that imagery? What a difference in how you're going to feel when you give yourself the chance to dream and yourself the chance to realize that there is no container that you're in. There is no container that you have to be in, or this box, or our world isn't crashing down on us. It is, we're open and able to swim and do the things that we want to do without fear of everything will work itself out. We can let the fear eat us alive, or we can empower it ourselves to overcome it. I am by no means discounting any significant struggles that people are going through currently. I have this disease would be very harmful to my family. We have autoimmune disorders of the lungs in our family. We have asthma. My little middle one has been hospitalized 4 times, one just a few weeks ago because of lung concerns. So I am absolutely fearful of this disease, but I will not let this virus, sorry, it's not a disease, it's a virus. I will not let this control my fears, because my family will feed off of that anxiety. My children will feed off of that anxiety. And what will that do? That'll just cause more anxiety for them. Right now, they deserve to feel the utmost love that we have for each other, the time that we get to spend with one another right now that we never normally would have gotten to spend together. We deserve to feel connected and empowered and truly deep in our freedom of love and getting outside and being in the sun and doing the things that we wanted to do around our house. Our house is like, I mean, it's the laundry needs to get done and everything. However, the arts and crafts corner is finally organized for the most part. The toy room has been cleaned out and organized, and the floors are being cleaned, and, you know, all the things that we've been wanting so badly to do are now getting done, which is fantastic. So I look forward to connecting with everybody. Please look in the show notes for that meditation. This individual did a much better job than I did. And it's still a very important imagery. If you need to repeat it over and over again because you feel that fear creeping up in your chest and you're like, oh my God, what do I do? And so if you feel like you need to go binge watch something or mass message people because you're feeling anxious or whatever, just stop and listen to the meditation. Allow yourself to feel the fear, and eventually you will have control of it. I hope you all have an amazing day, and I look forward to staying connected. Bye.